from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. Well, that was quite a game Friday night. A true roller coaster. And the Eagles, of course, prevail, eking it out in Brazil. Crazy game. We'll talk about it. A dub. W for the Birds. We'll also talk about the Phils, you know, a little bit from over the weekend. Obviously, a lot week one in the NFL as well. But, you know, the Eagles, the big topic. Our first chance is a show to react. And obviously, we'll do so with you. Phone line's there for you at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe.
What's up, bud?
Hi.
Hello.
The world's largest tea bag.
Yes.
Was 551 pounds.
Well, that's rather big. Yeah, it's bigger than I would have expected. Of course, then again, the Eagles game was more of a roller coaster than it. Look, if you'd pick the Eagles to win, or if you picked the Packers to win, it's hard to imagine anyone would pick such a roller coaster of a game because that thing was back and forth and back and forth. And I mean, it was nuts. All right.
It's two good teams who were not very well practiced.
Who were sloppy.
Good teams.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. All right. Let's get to it. Again, phone lines for you. Obviously, we'll take your calls on the win over Green Bay in Brazil. What stood out to you with the victory? A lot of good, a lot of bad. What do you make or hurts the defense and more? The whole thing, 215-592-9494. All right, let me start with this. I do not want this to be lost in the midst of conversation at all because it shouldn't be. The Eagles won the game, and that's awesome. It was an ugly win. It was a very ugly win, but it was a win. And as John just said, against a good team. That should not be backburnered. It won't be by me today. I hope it's not by anybody. I'm not saying there's not elements that are concerning. Obviously, there are. But there's two things about this win I particularly like in the grandest big picture. Number one, it begins the process of washing away the stink from last year. They're not out of the woods of that because if they lose a couple games, we're all going to go back to it. But this begins the process of trying to move on from that. And also, it's a big NFC game against a team you could be dealing with in the postseason for playoff berth and seeding and all that. That was a good quality win. It was ugly, but it was a quality win. That's number one. Number two, let's get to Jalen. Obviously not great. Now, based on having listened over the last couple days, post-game reaction, I'm not quite as down on him as I hear a lot of people are. Because I actually thought he did some really good things in the game. He made some really good passes. The Eagles did score a lot of points, and he was a big part of that, okay? So I don't want that part to be lost in the shuffle. But sloppy performance in a lot of ways. Not a top 10 quarterback type performance. And so obviously there are issues that got to be cleaned up, and we wonder to what extent they will be. I'll tell you the biggest thing that really hit me, and John, I'm curious where you and everyone stands at 215-592-9494. The biggest thing that really hit me on Hurts, now watching him, you know, week one of year five, he definitely to me looks athletically diminished from his earliest years, which means because of that, he's going to have to be a good passer in the passing game.
I mean, this is unbelievable. You got to stop.
No, I'm not going to stop. He does not have the same degree of athleticism.
Let's wait. let's wait for a couple games before we make that judgment.
Sloppy field is the only
times that was the case.
Yep.
But then I also thought he's protecting himself. They're in his ear constantly.
He doesn't run as fast.
The field.
He doesn't run as fast.
Look, there were times that I worried about that.
Okay.
I need to see a couple more games.
Okay.
I need to see a good field game.
Okay.
I am concerned about that. I'm not, but I'm not ready to go there and say he's diminished.
But let me just say this. If he's diminished, and I think he is, then he's going to have to be really good in the passing game.
And I think
he's going to have to be.
He certainly can be.
All right, John, your thoughts on what we saw. A lot of ways to go here. 215-592-9494. Saquon, the defense, and more. John, what's top of mind for you?
Before I get to the offense, I can't say enough about early Vic Fangio and that defense. We're not talking about it enough. Green Bay was held to two field goals.
Huge.
Right out the gates. And that is an unbelievable feat by a defense in a sudden change situation against a really powerful, potent offense that was, you know, missing and a little off kilter.
Yep.
But granted, maybe some of that was we did a good job defensively, also gave them things they weren't ready for. I don't know. But it was, I can't say enough about the fact that we were somehow ahead 7-6 after that first touchdown. We were up on a Green Bay team who had dominated us, and we were not playing our best football against. Our pass rush might be a major problem, but right now Vic Fangio is compensating for the pass rush deficiencies by hugging up our inside linebackers, the stars of our defense. In a lot of ways, when you watch this game, are the inside linebackers. N'Kobe Dean,
yep.
Zach Bond. This is unheard of in Philadelphia Eagle land. You know, that we've never been in a world where this is even considered.
Yep.
They flew everywhere. And these linebackers, thank you for being ass kickers out there, because we didn't have enough of a pass rush. And the rest of the OLBs, the outside linebackers, Nolan Smith, Josh Sweat, Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
Even Jalix Hunt. If you're dressing,
well, Jalix Hunt didn't dress.
I know. If Jalix, maybe he's going to need to. If you're dressing, we need you to get there too. And I don't know what else needs to be done. We can't keep replacing edge pressure, and it's not just outside linebacker. It's the DNs also. The defensive ends, Brandon Graham, the outside linebackers, you know, the list that I mentioned, it wasn't good enough. They need to go get the quarterback. Onto the offensive side of things, Jalen tried too hard to be perfect. I think that was the biggest thing, and it's the worst thing. It makes my heart sink because we watched Carson Wentz just eat himself alive. You know, consume himself, cannibalize his own NFL chances by trying too hard to be perfect all the time and taking too big a bite. Remember that was like the constant phrase I remember repeating week after week. Why is he he's biting off more than he can chew? Why is he trying to take too big a bite? Tried too hard to be perfect, just like Carson tried so hard to replace the guy who won a Super Bowl. Nick Foles tried so hard to prove, hey, I really belong. It was too much pressure. He couldn't deal with it properly. And we have to address this now. We have to address this. We have to figure out a way to get that balance for Jalen. No, because it's early and our offense didn't practice enough. I do think that the defense was a little bit ahead for that reason. I am excited offensively, for a lot of reasons. Saquon, the offensive line, don't worry about the offensive line, guys. Like, everyone's up biting their nails, biting their toenails, likely, to camera. Cam Juergens is going to be fine. Some things were a little bit off, but that is to be expected, communicating and
whatnot. Yeah, that part they can clean.
Mekhi Becton is going to be fine. Mekhi Becton had a dominant game at times as a run blocker. And I'm convinced he knows who to block, which is a big part of the battle a lot of the time. And he does a good job with it. So those who were, oh, Hemmen and Hahn, oh, the offensive line, that's a great coach we have teaching them where to be and how to be there. And these are really, really gigantic, by the way, players. The biggest offensive line I can remember ever seeing. And they function at a very high level. And they're blocking for Saquon freaking Barkley, yep, man. Saquon yep. Barkley, who has not lost a step, mm-hmm. for those who were worried.
I was worried.
Joe.
Yeah.
He is magnificent. And those subtle moves, holy cow, the shallow cuts and then explosion. This is truly, I feel so great that we're going to be handing him the ball at the -5 yard line and he can score. He will this year. This is our offensive line is licking their chops. They love the feeling of that. And then that just makes everything else work so much better. The defense carries over to both sides of the football. It's all good.
Look, there's a lot. There's a lot to bite here today on the good and the bad side of. What'd you say?
I shouldn't
the good and bad side of the apple.
All good. Yes.
I don't know.
The run game is all good. The offense needs a lot of work with Jalen's.
It's primarily Jalen.
Mindset.
I mean, it's not like AJ and Devontae need to be better. I mean, those guys were great. Devontae was awesome. AJ had the big
point
play.
Point guard it. Point guard.
Yeah. Look. I mean, look. The Hurts thing. It is a concern. Now, again, I'm going to say this. I'm not as freaking out as I heard some people freak out, you know, this weekend. You know, listening and hearing some callers. Like, I'm not all the way there. But, I mean, you know, these are the types of things that I had been concerned about that I think some people had been kind of oblivious to. And the reality is, again, I'll say it again. If he doesn't have the wheels he used to have, and I don't think he does, then he's going to have to be really good in the passing game. And the other reality is, and I'm going to have to watch more football around the league to get a sense of this, but you know, defenses are probably making adjustments to that read option thing. And, I mean, obviously, the other team was prepared the other day. I mean, that was clear. The Packers were prepared for that. So you got a little bit of a defensive adjustment thing from coordinators. You got Jalen, to me, looks diminished athletically. So he's got to be good passing the ball. That's it. I mean, he got to be good. 215-592-9494, and Saquon was just a stud, just a studly performance. Now, I don't think they're going to lean on him that much every game, but they did this game. It was a big part of how they won. That was awesome. The pass rush, though, a legitimate concern, a legitimate concern. And one of my main thoughts after that game, how in the world is Bryce Huff making more money than Saquon Barkley? Well, it was really exciting to see Saquon Barkley do his thing. I had certainly been concerned of whether in year 7 he'd still have the same juice that he had in his first, you know, year or two in the league. And he looked tremendously dynamic. I mean, just awesome out there. And obviously the kind of guy that, you know, you're just proud as a Philly sports fan to have him as a member of the Philadelphia sports community. I mean, just seems like not only a studly player, but just a great dude. So, look, a big credit to him. Howie stepped out on a different limb. You know, the more I think back on it, I do wonder if Jalen Carter wasn't there, if Howie would have drafted Bijan if he was on the board. Because, you know, it was only 12 months later or thereabout that he then went for Saquon at big money. So maybe the Eagles' philosophy had changed a whole year earlier, but they just didn't have the guy to execute that with. But look, they did it with Saquon. It's a different way about going about building a team, obviously. And it doesn't necessarily feel to me like they've shortchanged other areas, at least as of yet. I mean, they're still paying the line. It's not like they're not paying the D-line. Bryce Huff has to do his job. I mean, that was not good the other day by Bryce Huff. I mean, if you want a major concern from the game, Hurts is probably one, but Bryce Huff is probably two. He's getting paid a lot of money. All right, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts, after the game, what he said about his and the offense's mistakes. We'll get to that shortly. Tony in Philadelphia kicks us off. Good morning, Tone.
Hey, what's the deal, John, Joe?
Hi, Tony.
What's going on, Tony?
What's happening? Me personally, in my opinion, it's not that Jalen isn't athletic or anything. Good win, first of all. Mm-hmm. You know, great win. But it's not that he's not athletic or anything. Of course, the injuries early in his career, you know, ankles and stuff like that, him missing a few games. But I think he, you know, me personally, I just think he's too muscled up as a
he might be.
To be,
he might
you know
be.
What I'm saying, to be like that. Like Lamar isn't like that, you know. Even Jaden Daniels from DC, you know, he's a little slender, but you know, that's just my
Tony. Tony, let me tell you this. I thought Donovan, when he got bigger as his career went
got
on,
slower.
He got slower and lost flexibility.
Yeah,
and I wonder if there's some of that with Jalen as well, because he is very big. Now look. That helps you get that first down late when he bowled through those two guys for, I think it was the
exactly.
third and eight.
We celebrate that. No, and no, he's but, squatting and you know, Saquon's squatting.
But
and
he might be too, but he might be
feature.
Too big.
I get it. Yeah. He's got a lot of power packed into those legs, and that's a big part of his training.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe there is a point of diminishing returns in terms of top-end speed, but he's got the torque and the power that gives, you know, gives us exactly what we need in a lot of short yardage goal line situations.
Yeah, I mean, Tony, it's something they're going to have to figure out. I do wonder, though, if it's deeper than that, though, if the hits have taken a toll.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough. And also him rolling to the right. You know, I watched the game, man, and he rolled to the right a lot, and you know, he didn't get a lot of yards rushing.
It was
but
a problem.
There was one time
Tony.
At the end of the game, he rolled left. There was one time he rolled left, and he got a first down. You know what I'm saying? Like, he needs to utilize the whole field if he's going to, you know, be mobile like that.
Well, no
he
question.
He broke the pocket
good call,
way
man.
Too often.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's coming up in 1 minute. What Jalen said after the game about his and the team's mistakes hurts postgame in 1 minute's time.
Hey, Philly, you know I've been telling you about my friends at the Busch Auto Group for a while now. Well, if it's been a minute since you've considered a Nissan, I'm telling you, now is the time to go and see them. With six new Nissan models under $30,000 and two locations in Limerick and Exton, quality and affordability are right around the corner. This month, save up to $10,000 on select Nissan models. The deals are dropping like the leaves over there right now. Trust me, I've been a customer myself, and the team at Busch Auto Group knows how to treat you right. They're awesome to work with, and they just want to help you find the perfect vehicle for you. So head on over to either their two Nissan locations at Exton Nissan and Nissan 422 of Limerick today to save big, or view their wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles online at BushAutoGroup.com. That's B-U-S-H AutoGroup.com. And when you go, tell them John Ritchie sent you. Philly rides with us.
All right, great to be with you on this Monday morning. So you knew Hurts after the game was going to be asked about the miscues. Now look, I don't want anyone to misconstrue. He did some really nice things in this game. And they won the game, and he was a part of that. I mean,
especially when it mattered, you know, and when they had to have it, he had some big time plays there.
Yeah, and I'll also say, even when they didn't have to have it, like meaning early in the game, he fought through adversity. You know, I mean, the pass to AJ, like he did some good stuff. But
yeah, the Saquon touchdown was a great throw.
That was a great throw, but he did a lot of bad as well. Let's listen to Jalen after the game on his mistakes, the team's mistakes.
Those are things that I'll learn from, and then we'll learn from and address those things, but I think in the end, you got to have a short-term memory. Have a short-term memory, process everything that happens, but, hey, move on. You know, move on and play the next play because your guys next to you are needing you. And I feel like every individual did that tonight, both sides of the ball and on special teams and even with some of those calls and the approach we had in them. You can see it. So we're just building. We're going to continue to build.
Look, we'll take your reaction on Hurts' performance, 215-592-9494. James, Jalen Hurts, what'd you make of it?
Yeah, a mixed bag, as we've said. I think, on the whole, I was more disappointed with Jalen than impressed. But first game, sloppy field, first game in a new system, all that type of stuff. And also, especially after watching football yesterday, it reminds me how the first few weeks of a season really are ugly. Mm-hmm. Like, there was not a lot of, like, crisp, clean offense that I saw yesterday. So that made me feel better about it. And also, just looking how great the weapons are. I mean, we talked about it coming in. You know, best group we've ever seen. That played on Friday night. And it just makes me, you know, even think more that, like, Jalen doesn't have to be great for this team to be great. He just has to be good and not make mistakes. And I know he made mistakes on Friday. Yeah. But if they, it made me, I'm more positive about the whole thing today mm-hmm. than I was prior. But Jalen needs to get it together.
I'll give you a pushback on the weapons thing, though, James, because you're right. I mean, it helps the team, and it means he can be point guard guy. But, like, it's supposed to be easier for him. What if it wasn't? I mean, he's not going to have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith forever.
I get it, but,
you know?
Yeah, but he's still...
Or he'll be on a different team.
He's also not going to be 26 forever.
No,
he's going to
get
better. I mean, we watch, you know, like Sam Darnold yesterday, right? Like, that guy stinks in general, right?
That's right.
But he's been in the league long enough. He's seen enough. He's got enough of a physical ability, which Jalen clearly has, to be a competent NFL quarterback. I think Jalen is better than Sam Darnold.
Great.
So I'm saying if he can get through this with these weapons and learn and whatever and see more, then maybe without the weapons he could be better.
All right,
so
Rhea, I
they have the weapons now.
I said earlier, what Jalen put out there, and I don't think this is breaking news, but tell me if you agree or disagree. What Jalen put out there on Friday night, still seems weird saying Friday night. What he put out there on Friday night was not top 10 quarterback worthy. Do you agree?
I don't know about not top. What I will say is I was 75% pleased with him. The 25%, which I need him to work on, is stop trying to play hero. I don't need you pulling the ball back and trying to run when you can't anymore. Just hand it to Saquon. You cannot make those passes you make.
They, you know, he could have had four interceptions.
He could, but you know something?
Jordan Love could have
had a pick six.
No question.
So those, everybody could have had more interceptions. Yep. The two he threw were extraordinarily egregious.
I mean, the one at the end, the second one was a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but if the guy catches the ball at the end, the Eagles could lose the game.
Oh, the Jair Alexander play. Yeah,
I mean, right down the sideline.
A.J. Brown saved the day with playing defensive back.
Well, that...
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
One, two. Guys, I'm talking about the one down the sideline.
Oh, yeah, that one, too. You know, he had a few. And again, the second actual interception was a... You cannot do that in that situation. That was horrible.
For this weekend, if you say top 10 elite... They put up 34 points, and they probably could have had 40.
Which is tied for the second most points any team scored all weekend, or third most.
But here's part of my point. If he's not playing with A.J. Devontae, a decent line, and Saquon Barkley.
But he is playing with
them. No.
We're just talking about now.
That's a different conversation. That's how good are the Eagles. This is the conversation of how good is Jalen Hurts.
But for right now, all that matters is right now. Like, how good is this team, and how good is Jalen with this team?
It's not
like,
all that matters.
I'm not always going to defend Jalen, but why is he the only quarterback who's not allowed to have weapons?
No, he's allowed to, but if he was playing with Todd Pinkston...
But he's not.
I understand, but people would dog Donovan for not doing more with less.
He's not Donovan. Who cares? Like, the point is he's got these weapons right now. All that matters is how he plays with the weapons.
I am aware that he has the weapons. I am aware of that. But the advantage is something I factor in when assessing how good he is overall. John, go ahead.
He is about to open this up, advance by leaps and bounds. He hasn't done what he's about to do.
How do you know that?
Why do you think that?
When
he trusts the protection. We still see signs that he's breaking the pocket before there's even a pocket. I can't believe we're seeing what we're seeing when he's breaking the pocket.
Well, I expected it, to be candid.
It is. I want you to understand how difficult that makes it for his entire offensive line. If you know, like, just imagine I have a camera that's attached to my butt, and I need to keep it focused on you. So you're going to be behind me, but I need to know where you are, and I need to keep my body in a position where my butt is exactly focused on where you are going to be. And that's in the pocket. That's not breaking the pocket and running to the right sideline. That's not reversing out and running to the left side. That messes everyone's block up. That frustrates everyone. That does not protect Jalen the way he needs protected. And that's a problem. And it's still apparent that he doesn't trust that.
Well, I agree.
So he needs to get better in that area. When he does, holy cow, leaps and bounds.
Well, that's if he does.
It is a minor adjustment. That
I don't agree with that.
When that light bulb comes on, wow. I'm just telling you, like, when that pocket forms and he feels that protection and trusts it, that
we'll say
that's going to be a moment.
Look, 215-592-9494. We'll do some around the league stuff from yesterday. Dallas, a very impressive win. Also, the Phils, we'll get to that and more. Your phone calls and all this. Jonah Cameron, John Rich, it's 94 WIP. All right, so an ugly win, but a W nonetheless. And I'd still say a good W because. Again, I don't want to lose sight of how it ended last year. Guys, I mean, we needed it. And I know the players needed
it. They definitely needed it.
I mean, they would have been answering a whole host of different questions if they had lost that game. They did.
And they traveled 10 hours to do it and all that stuff.
I totally agree. I'm with you. And they also went way out of their way to praise Brazil. Someone from on high came down and said, Val shall praise Brazil.
He was in the stands.
That is absolutely what happened. There is no question.
There is no doubt. All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. If you're thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle, well, think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. All right, we ask you this poll question today. What stood out to you the most from the Eagles' Week 1 win? Now, incredibly, we're not going to have the ridiculous field in this poll because we're going to focus on things that literally relate just to the team and obviously moving forward. But the field was a whole nother matter, and if you want to comment on that, you can, because I think we were all jumping out of our frickin' skin, particularly in the first half watching that. But anyway, what stood out to you the most with the Eagles win? We got two positives, two negatives. Here we go. A, Saquon, awesome. B, Zach Bond, legit. C, concern with Hurts. D, concern with pass rush. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, and certainly you can weigh in on the phone lines as well. Speaking of weighing in, when you do, you can also talk about the Phils, because let's get to the guided door and window to the weekend. You know, you can buy a window or door and get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call guided door and window at 877-GO-GUIDA. You can also visit GOGUIDA.com. So to the weekend, Eagles, we've covered it. We'll continue to do so. Phillies, John. So Wheeler, stud. And then Saturday and Sunday, no good. It'll be interesting to see which Nola they get in the postseason. I'm generally optimistic, but, you know, they need him to be good. Obviously, he was not on Saturday. The Sunday thing, we've covered for at least 5 weeks now. They just don't have a fifth starter. They just don't have one. It's astounding to be this good and in one spot that bad. They literally don't have a fifth starter.
And you can't fault them for trying new things. And
oh, no, they're definitely spinning the wheel.
Trying new things.
At this point, it's not like it's Taiwan every time. I mean, they try different dudes. It's amazing. It's amazing that there's nobody that can give them competency. And by the way, when Taiwan gets in the one game this weekend, what was it, two innings, three
white
runs?
White flag. Oh.
I mean, he is, right.
That's how I felt.
He is the human white flag.
Yep.
So, James, what stood out to you the most? And again, this is for everyone at 215-592-9494. Eagles, the biggest thing. But on the Phillies front, if you want to comment, James, what hit you the most this weekend?
Yeah, like I don't take too much away from the results. They split, you know, they got that 16-2 win and then kind of went silent a bit. The injuries are the biggest thing for me the weekend this weekend. I mean, Boehm put on the IL. We didn't think that was going to happen. Sosa, yep. I mean, he's been a really invaluable member of this team on the IL. So the JT thing. So out of the weekend, like, you know, I would have liked them to win the series, a split, whatever. It's fine. The fact that all these guys are getting hurt right now, yeah, and there's all these injuries, that's concerning.
I thought a good sign from the weekend, and I don't quite know what to make of it because I don't know that he's out of the woods, but Bryce got some hits. He got
hits. And he hit that one ball deep to center.
He did. He got hits in every game. I think it might have been six hits for the weekend.
Like,
well, yeah,
he
sure.
He was getting going.
He's playing better. Yeah. Bryson Stott's playing better. But Bryce Harper is the main guy. They need him for October. And I thought from a weekend standpoint, it was a good step for him. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. We'll also go around the NFL shortly. Tom in Dover. Tom, good morning, buddy. That's how you do.
Hey, listen, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I made up my mind. I talked to a couple people at the watch party, man, which was beautiful, man.
Good.
I had a good time down there watching the game.
Nice.
But I talked to a couple people I met down there, and everybody seems to believe that when I call in the radio, I call in to argue with you, which I do.
Guilty as charged. And you know what, Tom? I love your calls.
You know, I know, and I appreciate the text the other day, man. That made my day.
Good.
But what I'm going to do this year is I'm going to ignore you when I call in on the radio. I'm going to call in.
I like this.
Well, that's going to downgrade your phone call.
It's a problem.
Like, let me be clear, Tom. You will literally get on the line less. Like, if your phone call declines, then it's like Carson Wentz. Then you just don't see the field anymore.
Jimmy answers the phone. That's my guy.
Oh, okay.
He's going to get me on. Okay. Now, I'm going to go back and forth with you about Hurts. He didn't play a good game with the first game of the season. Moving along. I hear y'all talk about everybody on the radio this morning. I cut the radio on at 5:45 because, yep, I wanted to be as soon as you came on. Let me tell you something, man. We don't talk about Devontae Smith enough, man.
I love him.
That guy, man, is an animal, man. And Jalen needs to know, like, man, when all else fails, talk about Devontae.
Tom, let me tell you something. I felt like I was torn this weekend because watching the game multiple times, this thought went through my mind. Devontae Smith is my favorite Eagle. But then I remembered Brandon Graham's still on the team and Lane Johnson's still on the team, and they helped the Eagles win a Super Bowl. So I don't know what to say there. I'm a little conflicted. But
Brandon had a great play late in the game.
Well, and he played a lot.
Yeah,
he did.
On that last drive they had before the Eagles went on their seven-minute drive, he had a stop on second, forced a stop, and then what's his name, Mauro Ojomo had one.
Yeah.
But I'm like, look at Brandon out there.
I know, but Tom, here's my point. Of all the non-Super Bowl winning Eagles that are still here, I mean, Devontae is far and away my favorite.
Yeah.
Guy's a stud. He's great.
And I wanted to say, man, look at the defense, man. How many times have we watched the games on me sitting down there and they can't get off the field on third down, man? Like, Fangio made adjustments. I mean, and I think the defense played fairly good because that is a very good offense.
All right, Tom, good call, buddy. Always good hearing from you. 215-592-9494. Coming up in 1 minute, we go around the league from some stuff yesterday. Cowboys in particular, who were impressive. We'll get to that in a sec.
After a scorching season, lazy afternoons, and long days of summer, while they're winding down, but you still need to make sure your AC will be able to keep up with any final heat wave. So do what I do. Make the most of these last days of summer. Just relax, knowing Horizon Services has you covered. Schedule a free estimate today, and Horizon will be there to ensure your system will continue to keep your home comfortable through the remainder of the season and for years to come. So whether you're getting a tune-up on your current system, a free same-day estimate on a new system, or next-day installation on a home AC, you can trust Horizon's expert technicians to get the job done right the first time. Horizon Services can help you save big with a new energy-efficient system, and your new system is backed by a warranty of up to 12 years. So let Horizon help you and your family stay comfortable all season long. Horizon Services is here to keep you cool, and they're available 24/7. Go to horizonservices.com That's horizonservices.com. Horizon Services, help is on the way.
All right, so John, obviously heaviest on the Eagles today, but part of what ties into them is other stuff from the league. We had a chance to sit back and just, you know, take it all in yesterday. So division-wise, Washington and the Giants, pretty much as advertised, they both lose. The big one we were looking for yesterday is what do the Cowboys have? What do the So here's what clearly I saw they have.
Man.
They got a lot. Now,
yeah,
the Browns might also.
Not, I mean, Deshaun Watson was the worst quarterback I watched yesterday.
It was dreadful.
The worst out of all the quarterbacks I watched yesterday. And I was watching a lot of football.
I know.
Deshaun Watson was the singular worst quarterback I watched play,
and
just for what it's worth.
And it seemed like he was pouting about it every step of the way.
Well, and his
like,
receivers are frustrated with him.
Sure.
I could see
Joe, he was 0-7 on throws more than 5 yards down the field, 0-4 when pressured, 0-4 against the blitz.
Yeah.
He was. Just that was horrible.
He's horrible.
So it's hard to take. Dallas a good credit to them, but yeah. I'm not like overreacting because I thought Deshaun Watson was an absolute disaster.
That's reasonable. John, your thoughts on the Cowboys?
They look scary, but we knew that they had talent to where they could look scary. When they have a team like that, they have that sense. There are teams that have that, what would you call it? Front runner?
Yeah, you're right, John. It's a good call. When they're up, they look like they're flying around, man.
They've got that thirst for blood when, you know, when there's a wounded competitor.
So another 12-5 season of first-round exit? Is that what we're all saying here?
I think
I'll take 12-5 Cowboys and first-round exit.
By the way, we haven't mentioned yet they paid their quarterback.
We didn't mention that. And it's basically all guaranteed. So it's $240 million, but $231 is guaranteed. So he basically got a fully guaranteed deal, just about.
It feels like, you know, there's issue with the way they approach everything, paying these guys. The money, I don't understand how this is even possible. Like, when you look at the numbers, I know that they don't ever seem to add up properly, but the way they've spent, doesn't it feel like it's dangerous
yes.
and it's great for us?
I would agree with
doesn't
that.
Doesn't it feel like these chunks of money are just like ready to grease their path to floundering?
Well, yeah,
they got six guys on their team and they can't pay anyone else.
They don't sign the guys too early, and so they end up paying them more. It's a weird dynamic, but look. I'll say this, credit to them yesterday. They played well. James, I agree with your point. Hard to fully assess when you know, Deshaun Watson was a joke. But, you know, for one game, the Cowboys certainly did their job.
But it's almost like the front office is, like, boastful with, look how much we spend. Like, we're going to wait until the last minute. It feels like they're, you know, like, intentionally putting that out there.
Well,
because they've consistently done it with all of these players.
Let me make it really clear.
It's late.
Here we go. Really clear. How you know that greater than what grade do you learn the greater than sign? Is that third grade?
Third, I think. Yeah.
Howie Roseman, greater than Jerry Jones.
You need like 20 of those greater than symbols for it to work.
Now I'll say this: Jerry Jones' money in his life
richer,
as a billionaire richer than greater
Anyone.
Than Howie Roseman. But you know, but Howie's a great GM. All right, let's get to Fabian. Fabian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
What's going on,
doing
pal?
Well, Fabian.
Joe.
Yes, sir.
What is your issue, man? I honestly, like, if you have so much questions about Jalen Hurts, then maybe when he was in studio the other day, you should have showed up rather than being with your cousin, man.
No, with my cousin? Was that what people said with my cousin?
He said with your cousin, yeah.
With my cousin? I was down the shore. No, I would have loved to have been here, Fabian.
Now?
With my cousin, yeah, exactly. So, Fabian, I wish I was here. Did not know he was going to be on the show. Didn't know that at all. Maybe that would have changed my vacation situation, but it is what it is. Probably wouldn't change it, by the way. I tend to think I still would have been down the shore.
For what it's worth, we did find out the day before that we didn't know when you took off the jail we're going to be on.
But Fabian, let's get right on down to the business here. Don't make this about me. He's got to be better. He's the one being paid $250 million. He's got to be better. I mean, if you don't see that, check the eyes.
Yeah, but to everyone's point, it's week one, Joe. I mean, look how everybody played. Look at Joe Burrow. He lost to the Patriots. Are you gonna still sit there and say you're gonna say he's top three? And I'm pretty sure you still have.
Yes, I would say Joe Burrow's top ten. I would say that. Even though he had a bad game, I would still say that.
They can never win their Open. They're terrible in the beginning of the year.
Well, you know what's incredible? I saw it yesterday. The Giants haven't won a home first game to start the season since 2010.
Well, that goes with well, think about this. That the Saquon stat. Did you see the Bo Wolf put out the Saquon stat that after the Eagles win on Friday, that it's only the second season in Saquon's career where he has spent more than a day above 500.
Oh, my
God.
Wow. How wild is that?
Joe, they were burning Saquon jerseys in the parking lot before the game at the Giants game. And then after the game, they were burning Daniel Jones. I'm like, you guys, up your mind.
I get it. All right. So does Fabian, thanks for the call. Does he feel like he properly took a bite out of me, or does he feel foolish that he came after me after Jalen didn't play well?
Well enough not to be really good. Well, hold on. Do you think it's foolish that you're so closed-minded?
I'm not closed-minded at all.
No, I think you are when you reinforced Joe Burrow is a top 10 quarterback.
Because I've seen Jalen be worse longer.
But Joe Burrow had
got
164 yards passing.
No, but
Jalen was definitely better than Burrow.
No, I understand that, but last
much better.
But last
Jalen
year,
led us on a drive at the end of the game that actually
they lost.
Made a difference.
I get it. But last year, Jalen, when he played down the stretch, was worse than was worse than Joe Burrow when he played. Joe Burrow got hurt. I mean, we saw Jalen struggle dramatically down the stretch. That's part of what makes his Week One performance all the more concerning. Now, look,
Week One performance was encouraging.
Which was it more for you?
Jalen. It was encouraging in a lot of ways.
Which was it
that
more?
He handled the offense.
Blitz. How about the blitz?
That he did
They
did well.
They were great against the blitz.
But he did stay in against the blitz at times. Now, he broke the pocket at times, and that needs to be corrected.
Which was he
that
more?
That is so encouraging.
Which was he more?
I think it's both. I think as close to both as you can get.
It was more concerning than uplifting.
He turned it over twice. That is incredibly poor. The decisions that he made, there were a couple more that could have been turned over. That's incredibly poor decision making. I was shocked at that. But it is identifiable that in every one of those situations, he is trying to chomp more than he can chew. He is trying to take too big a bite rather than just distribute. Utilize these unbelievable assets he has all over the place around him. Just be the point guard and distribute.
I don't let him off the hook that easily.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.